Hi, I am Nathaniel.
And I am Wyatt.
And we are first year broadcast students at MRU. And you're listening to Adventure Awaits podcast. One of our assignments is about all of our crazy stories and how our trips to school. But crazy is an understatement. These stories are insane. We are fortunate these students made it to school alive. Let's take a listen.
All right, for our first story, we have Miguel, who tells his story about his morning rush to get to the bus stop on a cold winter day. He says he was shivering, his teeth were chattering, and his hands going numb. It was a freezer-like day here in Calgary. Many students who take the transit can surely relate to this story. And here's Miguel Oblia with his story.
I checked the arrival of the bus on my phone, and I knew I had to rush out the door. Put my coat on, shove my lunch into my bed, look at myself in front of the mirror for the last time, checking to see if my hair is messy. I finished tying my shoelaces, turned the door handle, and then ran outside where the wind blew cold snow right into my face. When I got to the bus stop, I can feel my pants sticking to my legs and my hands starting to feel numb from the cold wind. Entering the bus, I looked down at the entrance of the bus door, carefully watching my first step fearing I might slip from the wet floor. The atmosphere inside the packed bus seems tired and depressing as I look at the people's morning faces. Walking through the aisle of the bus, I see an open seat. I instantly take it and sit down comfortably as I tune out reality with my joyful music.
Snowfalls and blizzards, cold omens that are nerve-wracking for people who drive. People who commute to school have an exercise constant vigilance with the weather. Letting your guard down, one slip up can lead to disaster. The only thing that you can rely on is blind luck. Here's Jacob Mark's story about his tense drive to school.
I was nervous to drive in the snow, but I had a class to get to. The drive started safe enough when it got onto the highway, but things went south when I attempted to pass the vehicle. Tires lost traction, steering lost control, followed by my vehicle sliding into the ditch. I ran to a stroke of luck and maneuvered my way back to the highway. Barely 10 minutes later, I found myself back in the ditch. Luck was on my side that day and I was able to get back to the highway once again. This time around, I smartened up and decided to call it quits. I got lucky twice and I didn't think there'd be a third time. After a tense drive, I made it back home with no problems. Since then, I learned to never underestimate the weather.
Coming up next, we've got a hilarious story from Ryan about the problem he always runs into on his way to school. You won't want to miss this one.
I must be the luckiest guy in school because my family lives just a 5-minute walk away. Now yeah, this is great and all and I've counted all my blessings, blah blah blah, but there's still one thing about the commute that grinds my gears to this day. In all its daunting, cold, metallic menace, one bothersome fence always stands between what could be a 3-minute walk to school and an extra 2-minute detour. Now for most, these 2 minutes shouldn't be a big deal, but when you're dealing with a person who postpones everything to the last possible minute such as myself, those 2 minutes are a deciding factor on whether I receive an on-time or a late stamp on my attendance record. You know, if you're ever in the vicinity of my route to school, which I really hope you aren't ever, don't be surprised if you see some weirdo going all-out Spider-Man over a fence.
While it's crazy what a little bit of snow can do to our landscape, it's even crazier what it does to our drivers. What is normally a smooth commute can suddenly take a turn for the worse. Here's Samantha with her story.
I love that nice, calm, quiet drive when there is no rush and I know I have nothing but time. Time to grab a nice warm coffee once I've arrived, chat with my friends, maybe even go over the lecture slides for my first class. And every morning, the drivers in the city prove me wrong. It's like everyone sees one little snowflake and all hell breaks loose. I turn out of my slightly snow-dusted community and onto McLeod and I already know. Horns are honking as people are being cut off, I see people on their phones, not paying attention, and of course I can't forget the highway royalty. Driving next to me on the shoulders of the road, there's not a single light on this stretch for another 15 kilometers. And here it is, bumper to bumper. All I can see in the haze of white snow is bleeding red brake lights signaling the fact we aren't going anywhere. Anytime soon.
Up next here on Adventure Awaits, we have a caller calling in, I believe. Hey, how's it going today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good as well. Here on Adventure Awaits, we've been talking about commutes all day. Do you have a crazy commute story yourself?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, just a couple days ago, I was driving to school, and you know, it was the day where it was just horribly, horribly snowy on the roads, and I drifted probably 5 times.
Wow, I bet you the weather wasn't permitting that day, and probably added to the stress level, huh?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's the snow here never makes it easier to drive, that's for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in today, Ty. You have a good day.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care. One thing that we can all agree on after those stories is that commutes aren't never fun for anybody. Whether it's by bus, train, or car, and even walking, short or long, it's still a stressful time. Thank you for listening to those stories. Hopefully you enjoyed them, even though we didn't enjoy those commutes. Have a good afternoon, morning, and evening, and an even safer, faster trip wherever you're heading next.